My name is Jennifer Tom.
And I'm Darlene Apple.
And we are excited. I've got my special t-shirts, all growth, all day, all in. And as promised, we promised that we're going to show up today and share lessons learned from our growth event. Mm-hmm. You know, darling, I am so thankful. Our theme for the month was growth. Mm-hmm. Then we ended up going to a
growth conference
wow, with Brendan Burchard, and it was amazing. I like to say it was life-changing. So please grab your coffee, invite a friend, because we have special guests who will be coming and joining and telling us what they learned because they were there yesterday. I am so thankful for this time. For those who haven't met us, for those who are tuning in, Grief Talk Cafe is a place where we share lessons learned through life and loss. Yes. And we are excited. Darlene, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, as you know, everybody gets pumped at conferences. So we're excited to hear just some new. Sometimes you need to restart. So sometimes to start our growth, we need to kick off. And I think Jen and her friends went to this conference. So they're just going to share us and inspire us about what they've learned and how we can grow. Jen's followed Brendan Burchard for a long time and one of her favorite speakers. So she was so excited. I hope you saw pictures of her. She got pictures with her mentor, and she's just so excited about what's going on. So we're going to start right away because I know they have lots to share. So we're going to just start. We're going to invite our guest.
Yes.
Maybe Jen can introduce her friend.
Okay, so we have Eva Birch online, and we both, I have to say this before we start, please bring her on because this is so powerful. I have to say we all need growth friends, and she's one of my friends, and she has taken lessons from Brendan Burchard. However, it was her first live event with Brendan Burchard, and I want to say right now, thank you so much for joining me. Tell me, how was your experience, Amber?
It was so amazing. Oh my goodness. The energy, the people. It was so incredible. And I'm so grateful we got to go do it together. Like, you were right. It's so important to have growth friends. And man, you and I had a blast. I think, yeah, we did everything we could to fill the room with energy. It was so good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. And I have to say, yes, we can hear you. I have to share, when you talk about energy, like Brendan, his biggest thing was bring the joy. And one, my favorite quote when we got there, he said, you know, when he invites guests mm-hmm. in his home or friends, he says, and people ask, what should I bring? Guess what he says? Bring the joy. Right. And I'm going to start using that because, you know, when we get together, summer is coming. When you invite your friends, just tell them to bring the joy. We don't need more stuff. We just need bring the joy. And so we took the joy. We brought the energy, and it was amazing.
It was so good.
So you guys are going to share. We're trying to keep you on track. So just maybe tell us a little bit about why it was so impactful to go to a conference. Like, what's the difference between going to a conference and us staying at home and watching online?
It's the people. For me, it's being in the same room with the people that are like-minded, that have the same desire to grow. And man, they fill the room. It was so incredible. And we haven't been able to do this in a few years, right? So to finally be in a room with everyone else, oh my gosh, it was so incredible. And he says something very important too, that I think we had shared, where it's like, you know, you generate your own energy. You don't have it. You're like a power plant, right? You generate your own energy. So he really amped that up for us to make sure that we brought the joy and we brought the energy. And when it's with like-minded people, it just amplifies. So yeah, it's different when you're with people versus just doing it online. It totally is. You there, Miss Jen? I'm just wondering.
That's so incredible. Okay. What about you, Jen? What was it for you?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, oh, my goodness. My biggest sticker, I'm just going to dive in.
There's a little bit of delay on you, Eva.
I can hear you guys fine.
Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I can
just
hear you.
Just a bit of it. You're going in and out.
Oh, dear heavens.
Okay. We'll let Jen share for a while, and then we'll try it again, and hopefully your technical difficulties won't be
good. Perfect. Again, we'll just dive in. We, as promised, we are sharing takeaways. And let me tell you, my biggest one was they talked about growth. You know, every time we hear about growth, we think growth is achieving. Growth is achieving all these things. And they corrected us and mentioned that growth is alignment. It's alignment with who you are. That is what growth is. And for personally being there, I felt aligned to be around people who want to grow, and also aligned that I can take what I've learned and bring it to Grief Talk Cafe. That felt so good for me, and I loved it so much. And we had a speaker called Ed Milet there, and he talked about we were all meant to do great things. Isn't that amazing? We were all meant to do great things. So my question for our friends who are watching, what are you meant to do? What's your great thing? Because we all have it. What's your great thing? Oh, my goodness. It was life-changing. I'm going to share, and then I will mute and then bring Eva, because Eva has a list. Eva took notes. Okay, another one that I want to share was about rejection. This was huge, huge for me. And it's about how can we have a relationship with rejection? How many of us have had rejection? I have heard that too. Thank you, Dawn, for joining us. Thank you, Annette, for joining us. I'm so glad that we can share this experience with you guys. So I challenge you to bring the joy. Write something on the chat on what we're saying, if it resonates, if it makes sense. So I was talking about relationship with rejection. When we have a relationship with rejection, our life changes. Because during our lifetime, we'll all have rejections. How many of us have had a rejection? I have had a rejection. And it made me feel terrible, right? Mm-hmm. So let's think about it. What's the first thought that you have when you feel rejected? So I'm going to ask you, darling, have you ever been rejected?
Yes, I have.
Okay, what was the first thought that came when you were rejected? Came to mind?
First thing that came to mind.
I love putting darling on the spot. You know, it's like, oh, darling, come on.
I think I like what's wrong with me, right?
Yes. Yes, that's good. What's wrong? I've been rejected, and I said, oh, I'm not good enough. Mm. Or someone says something with rejection, and you feel like, I'm not meant to do great things. We've all felt that. So that was so big for me. And I will just share four things to have a good relationship with rejection. I'm going to sound like a Texan now. Oh, you are. Have a relationship with rejection. Here is number one. Rejection is God's protection. Rejection is God's protection. Oh, my goodness. That was like mic drop for me. Okay. The other one is rejection.
Explain that one a little bit.
Right? Okay, so sometimes, let's say you are on a mission to do something, and then someone says, what are you doing that for? Or you're rejected. Sometimes you're not aligned with what you're about to do. So God protects you from that.
Okay. So rejection actually guides us.
Yes. And we take a different route, right? Okay. That's how they explained it. Eva, do you want to add on that?
Yes. So like the rejection is God's protection. She also shared where, you know, sometimes when you're rejected from someone. So that was Jamie Kern Lima that brought that to us. Mm-hmm. And how she had multiple rejections by high business places that she wanted to go. And in that moment, when she was rejected by them, it felt so horrible. Yet later on down the road, she actually came back to them and was offered a lot, much larger lump sum to purchase her company than when she was initially rejected. So even in that way, sometimes, you know, God has better for you. You don't see that yet, right? It just hurts in the moment. And right? So it's actually his protection. So, I mean, I loved that. Another thing that she said, I loved it so much, because we all will receive rejection at some point. She said, you will be rejected. And sometimes I hid your value from them because they're not assigned to your destiny. What?
I think you have to say that one again.
Say it.
It's so good. So you may have been rejected, but God says, I hid your value from them because they're not they are not assigned to your destiny.
Wow.
And it's like this way, if you are rejected by someone, I mean, you can let it go. They're not assigned to my destiny. It's wow. Okay. That was a mic drop one for me. I'm telling you, she brought it. And I think she had the whole room crying because we were kind of going into some of the pain maybe and where we want to go. She really, really brought it. The rejection is redirection. That one was huge as well. And she really encouraged us to change your relationship with rejection and you will change your life. So it was an interesting talk on, I think that all of us have been there at some point. And what do we do about it? And I'm telling you, I'm taking that they're not assigned to your destiny all day long. I'm writing. That's going up on my wall.
That's awesome. Jen, did you have some other?
I love that so much. And the only reason we started with this rejection, the relationship with the rejection, is because it lightened us up. Because most times we don't have that aliveness because we live with this thing that says, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not this, I don't. So we don't show up as our true self. So those three points, there was one, rejection is God's protection, rejection is redirection. I love that they were not assigned for your destiny. It lit us up to feel that we are enough and we can all do great things. And the other amazing thing is that we are all unique. Who knew? I thought I was like you.
Really?
I thought I was like, but anyway, we live life trying to be like somebody else. But yeah. We are all so unique. And when we own it, we realize we have something to give to the world. And that's why when we started this this talk, we asked, what are the great things you can do? Because you are truly unique, my friends. And you are unique. And you have great things to offer.
Awesome.
Like, can you tell why we were just dancing? Like, we were vibrating. So, so moving on, like, now that we know we need to have a relationship with our rejection, we need to know we can do great things, we are authentic. Let's move to something else. It was so good. So, I liked Eva, and I'd like you to tune in. It was about avoidance. You know, we avoid things because maybe we've been rejected. We don't do things because we avoid. Did you know, my friends, avoidance leads to long-term pain? avoidance leads to long-term pain. Here's the thing. I love Brendon Burchard so much because he says, common sense is not common practice. We know avoidance will lead to pain, but we still avoid. So, Eva, do you want to chime in on that?
Oh, avoidance leads to pain. You know, and I think he kind of went into living the cage life for that one. And man, did that one really get me, because living the cage life often, you know, he's talked about this multiple times. I think, Jen, you've talked about this before. It's, you know, when you have a dream inside of you, and yet you've got the expectation of people around you that you should behave a certain way, or you should do things a certain way, or this is it for you. And yet if there's more bubbling inside of you and you don't actually do anything about it, it's that avoidance that leads to pain. And the cage life is the comfortable life as well, right? And I think Ed Milet kind of said that about us. He's like, the comfortable life is kind of like life on a merry-go-round, where it's like you see the same people all the time. You do the same thing all the time over and over, and it's comfortable. Like you're on a merry-go-round and the views don't really change. And yet a fully alive life is a little bit more like being on a roller coaster, where it's like, oh my gosh, we're climbing up, and whoosh, there's that big dive down. And, you know, that's the alive life. And when I think about a roller coaster, oh my gosh, you know, you get those like churning butterfly feelings before you do a big drop. You know, that is a fully charged, fully alive life, where it is about taking challenges and not just allowing yourself to be comfortable. And is it easy? I mean, you know, those butterfly feelings are not comfortable all the time. And I think sometimes we try to avoid them, yet that can lead to pain. And Brendon said another thing that really got me. I wrote it down. If you're living a comfortable life, it leads to psychological resignation. And when you resign yourself to this life, then you can become bitter. And I was like, oh, dear heavens. I do not want to be a bitter person. So I need to figure out how to not live a caged life, how to not live a comfortable life, and how to do things scared, how to just, man, go for it. And yeah, that's kind of what we're looking for, like that next thing to bring that aliveness to us. I mean, when you're in that conference, you feel like, I've got this. I'm going to take on the world.
Yeah. I love that so much. I love that so much. And that's why we were excited to just come share. Mm-hmm. And seriously, our friends out there, we have a full notebook of notes. We were actually scrambling to find what can we share, what can we not share. Like, we have so much. And today was just to give you a little bit of a few things that we've learned, we've gathered. And here's the biggest thing. Eva and I have committed, because we were told about committing, jumping in on that roller coaster and going for it. So we both have committed to actually look for growth friends, people who want. This is why we discovered. I'm all over, but just bear with me. He said, it doesn't matter who we are. We all have human desires where we need aliveness, connection, and meaningful pursuits. Mm-hmm. Those three things, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, it doesn't matter. We all want to wake up in the morning and feel alive, connect with each other, and have meaningful pursuits. So we are on a mission to find those friends. And I know if you're watching this, you're one of them. So I would like you, friends, to send us a message. We are going to connect. And for a full year or every month, we're going to have this private group of growth friends where we meet, and with a mission of three things: aliveness, connection, and meaningful pursuits, where we accept each other and we say, there, here we go, let's do this life. Let's honor ourselves to know that we can bring the joy and have a good time. I am just like on fire about it. So, you know what? On the conference, we met another amazing lady. Like, she is from New York, and she's joining us too to give us our takeaways.
Yeah.
And her name is Suzanne. And oh, bring the joy, Suzanne!
Hey, guys!
Suzanne.
Hey, everybody!
Hello,
how are you?
Very good, Suzanne. We've been on for a little bit, and thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Eva and I have been sharing the takeaways, the lessons learned that we're giving our friends online, just a little bit. Could you? I'll let Darlene. This is Darlene.
Hi.
My friend, and we do a grief talk cafe together. And she's just going to ask you a question. And if you don't mind, please share your takeaways.
Happy to.
Awesome. Well, maybe just give us a little introduction. Just maybe some fun facts about yourself.
Fun facts, they have to be fun. I'm just kidding.
No, facts. That's what I
I'm actually pretty fun. my name is Suzanne Easton Hobson. I go by Suzanne Easton professionally. Easton is my middle name, it's Gaelic. And I like it better than Hobson, so I stuck with Easton. So anyway, the girls know me as Suzanne Easton. I live in Greenwich, Connecticut. I'm originally from New York, beautiful New York, New York. And I've been living all around the world and finally settled in Greenwich, Connecticut with my husband and two daughters. I own and operate an African safari company out of Tanzania that I started back in 2018. And it's been great, a little rocky, obviously, because we had a little hiccup somewhere in there in the travel industry that kind of disrupted everybody. You know what I'm talking about. And getting back on our feet, which has been super challenging, but very thoughtfully done. So we're looking forward to the next couple of years. You know, 2020 was kind of a crazy year, restructuring the company, getting the teams back together in Africa. Surprisingly, they didn't really were affected very much by the pandemic, which is remarkable. And now just meeting these lovely ladies and enjoying Brendan's wonderful teachings. I thought it was so heartwarming, and the pace of the conference and the learnings, these speakers, they gave us such hope and such enthusiasm and got our bodies moving, got our brains moving. That was really imperative for me. I have two teenage daughters that are 15 and 18. My eldest is an incredible artist, and she was accepted to CalArts in Los Angeles, to the surprise of her teachers, because academically she wasn't doing good throughout high school. She's had a lot of different challenges, including PTSD and ADHD, largely due to the death of my husband. He passed away suddenly in 2016, which has sent us on this incredible journey to rediscover ourselves and our lives and serve the people that we love. And I can talk about that and answer anybody's questions. And then my younger daughter, Scarlett, who's now 15, and they're both over 6 feet tall. They're really incredible girls. And she is on the national rowing team and will be going to U.S. Nationals in June down in Sarasota, Florida. So, and I'm not a stage mom. I'm watching it all unravel, and I'm just sort of like a bystander. I'm their cheerleader. And that's the best that I can do. And meeting these two has been the best part of the trip. Truly and honestly, I spent my entire day going, please come down front, please come down front, and trying to look for them throughout the entire audience. So anyway, it's such a pleasure. And that's who I am.
Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Sure, absolutely.
And so what was your biggest takeaway from the conference about growth?
Ooh, biggest takeaway. My biggest takeaway, if I were to just generalize my takeaway, is we are all traumatized in some way, and that once we decide that we are at the bottom of that well, we have an opportunity to put a ladder up on the side of that well and climb out.
Wow.
We all can. And going to all these conferences are my jam. It doesn't necessarily mean it's somebody else's jam who's down in that well, but that well is an important place to gather strength. Sometimes when you're in that deep well, whether it's grief or abuse or substance or whatever it is that you're struggling with, once you hit that bottom and you feel it in its full force, and then you make that decision to put that ladder up, it's remarkable what you find along the road. Friends, family, love. It's powerful.
Wow. Well, I think that's so much. Thank you for sharing that. We talk about the spiral, right? That you go down into that hole, and how you get back out of that hole is how you grow, right? That is so good. Thank you so much for sharing.
Susan. Oh my gosh, it's so good to see your face.
Great to see you.
I just, seriously, this woman is a powerhouse, and it was so, I think it was totally divine that we all met. I think it's so divine. It just like kind of our connections, like beyond the conference. And I think it was so good. What do you plan on taking? What are you doing with the info you learned? Tell me, please, Suzanne.
Well, every morning I'm doing Qigong. So I'm doing the Qigong. I have really internalized a lot of bringing my three words. You know, of course, we chose three words, which I changed, actually. I'm afraid to admit that I did change those words. Originally, they were fit and joyful. And I'm like, no, fit doesn't work. It's like, I may or may not be fit, but it's too generic. So I changed it to joyful, hopeful, and courageous. And I'm a serious New Yorker. Yeah. I'm sarcastic, and I, you know, I pull coals in people's stories, and, you know, I'm not afraid to speak my mind. And sometimes I think I get so serious that maybe, and I'm very serious in my work, and I don't bring the joy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that resonates with me, with Brendan, is that his baseline model is bring the joy.
Yes.
That bringing the joy is a practiced discipline.
Yeah.
And we often allow other people to come into our inner world or inner circle. And if we're not in the best mood, or if we're sensitive or busy or occupied or focused, and they bring in that energy that's a little bit negative, I think I say, for at least for myself, that I allow them to maybe steal a little bit of my objective, which is to stay joyful.
Yes.
Right. And so I have been practicing, especially with teenage girls. Mm-hmm. Teenage girls live in their own world, and you know, everything that you do is under suspicion that you're trying to force them to do things. So I try not to. I've been practicing not letting them kind of walk into the room and sort of suck the oxygen out of the room. So that's one of my practices from this weekend. And I mean, they even ironically made some comment to me like, oh, you went to the woo woo conference and all of a sudden you're just like so happy. And I'm like, yeah, I am actually, you know.
I love so, that. Oh my goodness. I love that. Bring the joy. We were sad we didn't buy the t-shirts. Like the bring the joy or the hat. We were a little sad about that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that whole generate your own energy. You can decide to bring the joy. Man, that is so important. It really is. I love girls noticed it. I love that.
I love
honestly,
it.
They are a piece of work. Yeah. Kids can really, they zap your energy. You're meant to be the stable pillar. And if you're not, I'm not pretending at all to be perfect, but if they are allowed to, again, swipe, 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 judge on their social media, TikTok, swipe, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're filled with all these other ideas of how you're supposed to act and how you're supposed to show up. And we're not giving them the guidelines and we're not their support team. Then they're practicing something that's not congruent with how we want to show up. You know, and they start to, that's the fork in the road. And so I have to be that strong person that gently guides them back to center.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm not even in center. So it's even more challenging that I'm not, you know, in center.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a road.
I love it, ladies. Eva and Suzanne, thank you so much for sharing. For our viewers who, I know we didn't explain about the three words, this was amazing. It was a key. So at the conference, Brandon asked us to choose three words. How would our best self show up? How would our best self show up? So our friends out there, please put a word. Who, your best self, how would you show up? The three of us have our words. We've chosen, we've changed, we've shifted. But isn't that amazing? Like, we wake up every day with those words. Like, we wake up every day, remember we are unique. You wake up every day and say, how would my best self show up? And this is the word. So, for example, my big word that came is believe. Believe is one of my words. Believe. So I wake up in the morning, despite rejection, despite anything, I believe it's going to work out. I walk in faith and not fear. You see how that goes? And my other one is bold. Bold. Oh, my goodness. So I challenge our friends who are listening, please just choose a word. Because this is what they told us. I love this so much. Just imagine with me for a minute. You know, I get excited when I talk about this stuff. At the end of our lives, you are introduced to the person who you should have been, who had so many opportunities, who would have done great things. And you look at that person at the end of your life and you realize you lived it all wrong. You did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the speakers told us that is his biggest nightmare. And all of a sudden, it has become my biggest nightmare. I want, at the end of my life, when I meet who I would have been, I want to say, oh my goodness, I died empty. So, oh, I love that. Done, confident, authentic, and kind. Those are beautiful words. So if you're out there, please just show us our word, because at the end of our lives, we want to meet the person we should have been and we showed up. Could one of the ladies, I know I get excited and start speaking my language and then it's not very clear. Eva or Suzanne, do you want to chime in on that? How they explain that analogy? Because I love it so much.
So the objective is, if you live your entire life and you go through the day, every day, doing whatever you're doing, and you're getting things done and you're checking off the list, that's great. But that's a reactive life. That's a life that you're just getting the lists done. And you're not intentionally saying, I want to live in these ways so that when I go to the pearly gates or whatever your version of the pearly gates are, that at that moment that you have to visualize that you will be blessed with the opportunity to meet the person that you would have been. That should have been you, that was really intended to be you. That person is going to look at you and you're going to be able to see that you in the most perfect form. And who is that person? And to give yourself an opportunity now to choose the words, which is just really a guideline so that you can wake up. I mean, there's so many great words, of course, And oh my gosh, you know, it's like Jen's word. I mean, believe, that's so great. I mean, such a great, I wrote it down actually. And bold, I love that. And you can choose those three words. You could choose 10 words, really. I mean, there was only time for three. But, you know, you can choose those words. For me, it was joyful. I want to show I'm joyful. That's the thing I need to practice. And if I do that every single day, I'll get a little bit closer to the person that I should have been when I go to the next realm. Right.
Yeah, I love that so much, because he talked about how, like you were saying, the reactive life, and how we are all actually responsive beings. We're made to respond, and you know, the response ability, it's our ability to respond. And so living a responsive life versus a reactive life is oh man, ladies, maybe you can help me out. I have like a whole half book of notes and I'm trying to find where it was. Do you remember him talking about the ability to respond? We're a response machine.
Right. I love that, Eva, so much. And that's being intentional, right? Instead of reaction. Anyway, you know, we always go online and we share for at least 45 minutes, and I see our clock is ticking. Oh my goodness, this has been so good, and we have lots more to share. This is my invitation to all those who are watching. Please message us. Let's create this amazing group of growth friends where we're going to share all our notes, and also, as I said before, we have Eva and I are committed for a full year to be coached by Brandon, and we want to just share what we are learning. So this is an invitation to you. If you think this is awesome, wait until we bring the joy in the house in a private group once a month. It won't take much time. It's once a month. We dig in, we dig that deep, and we share lessons learned through all this. So that's my invitation to you. Message us on Facebook. If you have people to share, please share this with them. And before we close, we have a few minutes. Any last words from Eva? I'm sure you found your note by now.
I'm sure you did. You know, this one was really good. Brendan actually shared this. Never finish a Friday without a bold request. You know, so I'm going to leave that as a challenge to all of you. You know, a bold request from someone. A bold request of yourself, a bold request from God. You know, never finish a Friday without a bold request. I was like, ooh, I'm going to remember that one. And, you know, he talks about his Friday finishers. And I just thought, you know, that'll be a challenge for you guys too. Can you never finish a Friday without a bold request? And for sure, join us. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we are committed to being coached, and we want to continue learning and growing with everyone. So please join us. And like, I'm so glad Suzanne is here too. I mean, she's a powerhouse. Telling you, Suzanne, what's your little last giveaway for people?
Just ask the question again. I just have the service person here. What was the question again, doll? Sorry about that.
Jen just asked me, you know, like what's kind of like my last takeaway or a takeaway I want to share. What's yours?
My takeaway is practice, practice, practice. Mm. There is really no right way for anybody to change their methodology. I think it's journaling helps so much when you just even spend 30 seconds, 1 minute, 10 minutes to write a few things down in the morning that is meaningful for you, and how you want to show up. Stay mm-hmm. the same routines, have your coffee, stick with the same program, but make every day with intention. Mm-hmm. That is my most important takeaway, that we have a decision to make now that will affect the rest of our life.
Ooh, yes.
And friendship. You can't do it alone.
Yes.
You can't do it alone. You have to reach out. You have to have accountability people that are in your life, and to choose those people very carefully.
Hmm.
They affect your mood. They affect your what you do. And move people in and out of that inner circle appropriately. It doesn't mean that you have to send them away forever. It just means that other people need to come into your life to help you move into that next section with grace. And that people who are negatively impacting you don't need to be in that inner circle while you're trying to rebuild your life. They can move to a little bit farther out until you're strong enough to handle their negative energy or whatever they're bringing to the table. It's your choice. You don't have to do it. You can do it with love and patience and kindness, but they don't have the right to steal any of that empowerment that you have in that moment. So choose carefully, arrive every day with intentionality, choose your words, and make lots of great friends who will support you in what you're doing.
I love it. It's been an amazing time. Thank you, my friends, for joining and sharing all the takeaways. It's been, I have no words. I don't even know. I just feel it. I feel the love and would love to connect with you, friends, girlfriends. And lastly, I'm just going to leave you with this because it changed my whole thing. They said, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And you are all called to do something great. So join us and let's go. Till next Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
And yes. I love you guys. And see you next Wednesday.
Thank you.